Idaho voters may also see an initiative on the ballot, one that would require the state to expand its Medicaid program to provide subsidized health care to thousands of low-income residents. This week, sponsors of the initiative campaign turned in the last of their signatures. They need 56,000 and a few hundred to get it on the ballot. Garrett Strizich is a University of Washington medical student based in Moscow and co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, the group that developed the measure. He says organizers are confident they've submitted enough signatures to put the measure on the November ballot.
So all around the state, our volunteer teams have been turning in signatures as they collect them. And actually, we have hard data showing that nearly 40,000 signatures have already been verified by county clerks. And we estimate that another approximately 22,000 signatures were submitted in the last 2 days. So that should bring our total to over 60,000 valid signatures. We are extremely confident that we've met the 56,000 signature threshold. In addition, there's this requirement to get signatures from 6% of registered voters in 18 different legislative districts. And we're also confident that we have already either have had those signatures validated by the clerks, or in some instances where the county clerks were a little bit behind, particularly in Ada and Canyon County, that we've submitted enough signatures that have been pre-verified internally that we will reach that number in all 18 of those districts and potentially more districts.
Have you done this exclusively with volunteers, or have you also had a few paid folks collecting signatures for you?
The vast majority of these signatures were collected by hardworking volunteers all over the state. You know, in many cases, people just saw the news and they started organizing. In some cases, it was a result of our Medicaid for Idaho tour last summer, where we visited about 20 different communities around the state and made connections with different groups of people that were concerned about this issue. And so all of the signatures that have been verified up to this point, 40,000, were all collected by volunteers. In addition to that, there are several thousand more have come from volunteer efforts in total. And so because we did, you know, foresee that it was possible our volunteers were not going to be able to meet this requirement, we collaborated with a group called the Fairness Project, which is also really concerned about getting Medicaid expansion passed around the nation. And they decided that they wanted to see this on the ballot in Idaho. They decided, in parallel to our efforts, to start paying people to collect signatures. And so a small proportion of the signatures, maybe as much as 20%, did come from paid signature gatherers.
Why do you think so many people wanted to be involved with this effort in getting signatures from around the Gem State?
They saw that this is a real fairness issue. This is about justice. We have a proportion of the state, up to 78,000 people. More recent estimates put that number 62,000. These are working families, and they're not able to get health insurance through their employer, but they fall into the coverage gap. And so even though they're in the income range where they need it the most, they're getting less assistance to get health insurance. They're simply not able to get health care. And so they end up slipping through the cracks. And so I think a lot of people saw this, particularly since the money is actually there. We're already paying the federal taxes. The federal tax dollars are going to 32 other states that have already decided to expand Medicaid for their citizens, but our legislature has decided not to bring those funds back to Idaho. So it's really about fairness.
So assuming that the initiative goes on the ballot in November, and now you have the other half of the job to do, which is to explain this to the citizenry and get them to vote for it, do you think this is going to be a party line thing, or do you think this crosses all of those boundaries?
This is not about party politics. I was in Lewiston over the weekend, and we had on our team at a big festival, Art Under the Elms there, we had Eric Peterson, who is the chair of the local Republican Central Committee in Nez Perce County, he was out there. He was collecting signatures to help us put Medicaid expansion on the ballot because he understands that this is not about party. This is about getting people access to health care. It's the fiscally sensible thing to do to keep our federal tax dollars in Idaho to actually reduce spending on other indigent care programs that are necessary because of our uninsured population. And so he came out, he recognized the importance, and he was asking people to sign the petition. And that's something that's played out everywhere that we go. I live in Moscow, and I was at a candidate forum last week for the, leading up to the primary elections. And there were about 8 or 9 candidates running for state legislative office. And only 2 candidates actually said that they would not support the Medicaid expansion if they were elected.
I'm interested to hear that you're a medical student. How do you think this experience of going through this whole political process is going to affect you as you become a doctor?
Yeah, that's a really good question. One thing I've really learned along the way is just the importance of advocacy. You know, as a physician, I'll have the power to improve people's lives and improve their health. But in through this experience, I've had the power to potentially have a positive impact on the lives of close to 80,000 people in the state of Idaho. And I think that's a really unusual thing to be able to do. And we did that just by collecting signatures, and we'll do that by persuading people to vote for this measure. And I think that's just a really powerful thing that physicians can do, that I look forward to playing that role in whatever community I end up serving.
Garrett Strizich is a University of Washington medical student based in Moscow and co-founder of Reclaim Idaho. He says the group expects to find out by the end of June whether its initiative will go on the ballot in November.